In February, Vail Resorts jumped into the Eastern ski market with its planned purchase of the Stowe Mountain Resort for $50 million. The sale is expected to close in June, and as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, Vail has kept the buzz going and with other investments and announcements.
This week, Vail announced it would retain the vast majority of Stowe Mountain Resort's mountain operations staff after the acquisition. However, President Barry Pius is among the 9 employees who are being let go, along with resort spokesperson Mike Colburn. Vail VP Bobby Murphy will be coming to Vermont to take the helm in Stowe. Meanwhile, Vail has made a couple other investments in town. Katrin Maloney is executive director of Stowe Land Trust. This week, she got a $100,000 check in the mail from Vail Resort CEO Rob Katz and his wife Alana Amsterdam.
So we got a phone call from Nikki DeFord over at Vail. She heads up the Epic Promise Foundation and also manages Rob Katz and his wife's personal giving. And she said that she had identified Stowe Land Trust or that Rob had for a gift. And she let me know the amount, which was very unexpected.
DeFord says the Stowe Land Trust gift was part of $1.6 million the couple gave away this month.
We said this seems like something that is important to so many different groups of people in Stowe and something that we need to do. And Rob agreed. And he felt like that was a good place to start with our commitment in the community.
DeFord says Vail has multiple giving programs aside from the CEO's personal donations. The company gives grants to nonprofits that serve its 13 ski towns and surrounding areas where resort employees live. Much of the giving focuses on youth programs and environmental causes.
Our communities are so important, and our employees who live in these communities and the folks who call these communities home, they're what make these places so special and make people want to visit.
But the grant application cycle starts in June, so it's possible Stowe area charities won't be eligible for this year's giving. Last week, Vail also announced a major business contract with the Stowe-based company Intopia. Trevor Christ is CEO of the software firm.
There's certainly some serendipity in that we finalized our contract shortly after Vail announced their deal with Stowe. We were pretty pleased to be able to land them as an account around the same time.
Christ says Intopia's e-commerce and reservation software is used at most ski resorts in North America. Stowe Mountain Resort began using Intopia software this season, but it was another recent Vail acquisition that sold the company on Intopia's product.
Whistler Blackcomb, which they acquired, prior to the Stowe deal, Whistler has been a longtime customer of ours.
These investments have locals wondering what kind of impact the pending resort purchase will have on Stowe's economy in the long run.
Good afternoon, Little River Realty. May I help you?
Zoe Bedell is a realtor with Little River Realty in Stowe. She says it's too early to tell if the sale announcement's going to have a big effect on the market, but it's definitely part of the discussion.
The conversations that are happening around real estate in Stowe all include the Vail purchase. It's a talking point. It will be interesting to see how much of an impact it has on the market and in what segments.
But Bedell says realtors in town are optimistic. If the resort sale goes through this spring, it could be a lucrative summer in the Stowe real estate market and a boon for the local economy overall. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.